Alexander's on Stray FM's Food and Drink Show.
So today on the Food and Drink Show, I've come along to Alexander's in Skipton because it's a very special event today. The first Tuesday of the month is Gin and Jazz Night here at Alexander's. And I'm joined today by Susanna and Alan from Peel. Hello to you both.
Hi there, Ben. Hello.
Susanna, should we start with you? I'm very excited for Gin and Jazz tonight. Thanks for having me along, first and foremost. Do you just want to talk us through sort of the plan for the evening? It starts at, get here for 7 and the music starts at 8?
Yeah, so people kind of start drifting in from 7, having a pre-dinner drink, then joining us for dinner, and then the music kicks in at 8, and every month we have someone new, different taste of jazz or blues. And when we can, we have one of our regulars, Tom Seals, who's a fantastic jazz pianist, who comes along quite regularly, and he has quite a following, so can be a variety of different people, but that's kind of the format.
We were looking before we came on air at all the different gins. There's so many different gins and there's such a wide variety on your menu we've got in front of us right now. So could you just want to talk us through some of the main ones, maybe some of the more popular gins amongst your customers?
Yeah, so Skipton is a gin town. We're drowning in gin. It's very, very popular, and it goes perfectly with a jazz night. So we have a little flight, so you, rather than having 5 full gin and tonics, which might be a little much on a Tuesday night, we give you a little taster of each one, and just picked a few here that we've got. We've got our lovely Whitley Neal rhubarb and ginger, really, really popular, very tasty. And we also have the Harrogate Tipple gooseberry, also really popular. Harrogate Tipple is fantastic because it's a local company, and we like working with the Harrogate gin company. They're absolutely brilliant guys, and they sometimes come along and do some cocktail demonstrations with the gin as well. So we have over 40 gins here at Alexander's, so you're never short of a good gin.
We're looking at the combinations you can have as well with gins and tonics as well, because there's so many different tonics. How do you know what sort of gins to have with what tonic? Is that something that you should know? Is that something you speak to the bar staff about?
Yeah, definitely something the bar staff are trained in, so when they first come, we go through the whole of the 40 gins with them. They learn about which garnishes go with which kinds of gins, depending on what the base of the gin is. Is it a botanical? Is it a fruity gin? Is it a coloured gin? So that would dictate what kind of garnish and tonic you have. So one of my favourites is a gin called Beau Violet, which tastes a bit like Parma Violets, if you like that kind of taste. And we would recommend that with an elderflower tonic, because that brings out the florally taste really, really well.
Now, although gin is such a popular drink at the moment, it's not just the gin that brings people in, it's the jazz music as well. Some people, we were saying before we came on air, book in just to come for the music at 8 o'clock. So, Alan, I'm reliably told that you're more into the music side of things.
That's me. Mm-hmm.
So why do you think jazz is so popular? Why do you think people come here just for the music?
Well, I think that it's several reasons. One, because of the atmosphere and the ambience of the venue, which actually lends itself to that. But we've found that by having a variety of different musicians each month, brings in people come back to see the different musicians. And as Susanna said, one of our real finds is Tom Seals, who's here fairly regularly. Unfortunately, can't be here tonight because he's with Jules Holland tonight. There we are. But he would normally be here on Tuesday as well. And sometimes it's not just him. He would then have somebody with him. He might have a guest saxophone player or a guest singer and so on. But tonight we have Nell and Harry. So we mix it up a little bit, and it works very well. And we have a lot of regulars that come because they enjoy the music.
My name is Maria.
So Maria, we're here at the Gin and Jazz Night. We've just had a performance from Nell Begley and from Harry Orme. Mm-hmm. What brings you back to the Gin and Jazz Night every month?
I have to be honest, I do come here rather regularly. I think I've only missed 2 since the entire time it started. I really like the diversity that's now coming to Skipton. You know, I think everybody was waiting for a place like this to arrive, and now that it has, it's offering something really new and really different to the town. I mean, the town has such wonderful things happening, but this is just that little extra bit of entertainment that on a weekday, when we want a little break to the week, it's there, and it's wonderful to come and enjoy.
As I said, we just had the nice little jazz performance from Nell there. You look like you was enjoying it. Are you a big fan of jazz music?
Of course. I'm a big fan of most genres of music, but yes, that lovely, easy listening, lilting jazz, which is just so nice when you're having a meal or a drink at the bar. It just kind of washes over you. You get to sort of sit back, enjoy your evening, enjoy your food, and enjoy the entertainment. It's not, you know, immensely intrusive on your evening. It's just a real pleasure to listen to.
And like I said, you've been running it for just over a year now. The first Tuesday of every month, Gin and Jazz Night. Susanna, do you find that Tuesday puts people off, or do you find that it's still quite popular? Because there's a lot of other events going on throughout Skipton for, on other days of the week, and people find that they can come to Gin and Jazz Night as well as the other events.
Yeah, we very definitely chose Tuesday for a couple of reasons, really. One, we didn't want to compete with lots of other concerts going on at the weekend, and obviously most concerts happen Friday, Saturday, so that means that, that guests can come and still go and see their headline acts in Manchester or London or wherever else they want to go. And secondly, for us as a business, it's a night that we don't mind turning over to Gin and Jazz. The chefs are all here turning out fantastic Taste of Alexander's food, and it kind of works for us. We've got the right combination of people on a Tuesday evening, and the beginning of the month means everybody remembers that's when it is.
So if there's anyone who's listening is interested in finding out more about the Gin and Jazz Night, is it as simple as going onto your website, or do they phone up? How would they get involved?
Yeah, absolutely. Go into the website, which is alexanders-skipton.com, and there's lots of information there about all of our forthcoming events. We don't just do the Gin and Jazz. We've got film clubs. We've got White Party coming up. So there's always something happening. And the calendar events is there. Or they can phone us on Skipton 228030, and someone will always be happy to talk them through how it works.
Brilliant. Well, Alan, Susanna, thanks for having me along tonight, and I look forward to listening to some jazz.
Thank you, Ben. Yeah.
Alexander's on Stray FM's Food and Drink Show.